home. Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado today with no technical glitches. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you joining the program today. Text line's always open, 33103, 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. You want to follow me on social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, X, they're all at Michael D. Brown, at Michael D. Brown. Do you remember, it's probably been, I don't know, maybe a couple of weeks ago. Secretary of State Marco Rubio appeared before, I think it was the Senate, I'm not sure what's, maybe it was the Senate Committee. Maybe it was the Senate Foreign Affairs Committee. And he had this to say.
All right, here we go. Suspend. You know the drill. Off to jail.
That's a war crime.
That's a one-year ban from the committee. Anyone who is a persistent violator will be banned for 3 years. So don't know whether the guy falls in that category. Looks like it. I hope after 3 years he'll find a more productive means of employment. Secretary Rubio, we have two hearings a week, you know. You seem to have a more robust following than most of our witnesses that come before us. But
there'll be a couple more, so I'm thanking you for stopping the clock. But I appreciate it. So,
so he didn't testify because here we go, off to jail. Oh, my gosh, off to jail. Why? For what? You ever thought about the fact that maybe the United States is
toward Taiwan?
No, look, the situation on Taiwan is a G legacy project that he's made very clear that that's what he intends to do. And that's going to be irrespective of anything that happens in the world. Your point, though, is well taken, and that is the U.S. in conducting this operation, I think, was certainly startling to China, to Russia, to Iran, to any adversary around the world, because the U.S. is the only country in the world, that could have done this operation.
Mr. Chairman, if I could just...
The only country in the world that could have pulled off that operation, Venezuela. So what I want to do, and I don't know how long this will take, so just sit down, make yourself comfortable. You're not doing anything anyway. We're going to talk about foreign affairs for a little bit. And I want to go from Venezuela to Greenland and see if I can't tie those two together. And I think I can, but have you really thought about Operation Absolute Resolve? That was the amazingly stealth operation that we did in Venezuela, in which we had, like, seems like our entire naval fleet down in the Caribbean, and just snatched Nicolas Maduro and his wife out of the middle of a military base. Wow, it was like the official story was kind of like this. There was a whirlwind air attack. We used suicide drones for the first time. There were special operators from the Army's renowned but shadowy SFOD unit, the Delta Force. They helicoptered into a military complex in the south of Caracas, obviously the capital of Venezuela. They defeated the local garrison. They used massive blowtorches, and they breached very heavy doors in a fortress-like residential site within the military base itself. They captured Nicolas Maduro and his wife, and then they spirited them back to helicopters and flew them out to face charges in the United States. Wow. And we heard all sorts of things about how it took place. Of course, it was a very bravado operation, right? Do you ever wonder if it was real? Like a true military operation? With suppression of enemy air defense operations? That's usually what precedes an assault. What did we do with Iran? Well, between us and the Israelis, we took out all their air defenses. And then even when we sent the B-2 bombers over, we still sent fighter jets ahead of them to make certain that just in case there was an air defense system that we had missed somewhere, they could still take that out so the bombers could do their jobs. So anytime there's an air assault, or any type of assault like this, yes, you wouldn't take out the air defenses. Shock and awe, like we did in the Middle East, back in Operation Desert Storm and the others. The military facilities themselves were not touched. And despite, in President Trump's own words, the Venezuelans knowing that the United States had been coming for months now, all of their surface-to-air systems, surface-to-air missile systems, they were all left exposed. And in hindsight, none of them really show signs of dispersal or destruction. And the even more puzzling thing about this, the helicopters of the 106th Special Operations Aviation Regiment, they were able to get to the drop-off point, loiter near Caracas for 2 hours or more, return to the drop-off point for extraction, and then fly out completely unscathed. Not even any, like, rifle fire. Not one of Venezuela's hundreds of Soviet-Russian Igla portable surface-to-air missile systems, which have been used to devastating effect against rotary aircraft in India and Iraq and Rwanda and Chechnya and Peru, Libya, Syria, Ukraine, it goes on and on and on. None of those appeared to have even been fired. There was very little, if any, opposition. There was not a lot of evidence that the U.S. military had done much to suppress enemy combatants. And then Trump comes out and claims the operation had used some sort of secret sonic weaponry that he wasn't allowed to talk about. Now, anti-U.S. commentators, you know, that are our enemies, suggested a bunch of skullduggery among disloyal and the radical elements within the Venezuelan regime itself and the military hierarchy. What if there's some truth to that? What if, rather than some amazing, don't get me wrong, I think what the, still, even with cooperation with military forces or the installed political leadership on the ground, what really happened? Was it real or was it theater? Was it real or was it Memrex? Or was it all an example of what the French philosopher and sociologist Jean Béraud called virtual war? Was this a virtual war? Neil Ferguson, who's a world-famous historian, is always a proponent of using something called alternate history. And he uses alternate history to explore, is there another way to look at this? Is there another way that might give us a different perspective? And I think Neil Ferguson is onto something here. The point of departure in reimagining what happened this past January comes just a little before President Trump gave the go order for absolute resolve. That's the name of the military operation. U.S. national security advisors explained the situation this way. As you know, Mr. President, Venezuela has been under sanctions for decades. They've crippled the economy without precipitating any sort of regime change. Nobody's really risen up. In fact, immigration flows, people leaving the country, have acted as a force for self-selection, removing many of those individuals who might support a new regime. They've just left the country. They've gone to Portugal. They've gone to Spain. They've gone to Colombia. They've gone to Peru. They have self-selected themselves and left. Think about it that way. And then these advisors would say to the president, "But Mr. President, you have brilliantly ramped up the pressure since returning to the White House. But even that hasn't worked. Nobody, we don't see an uprising like we saw in Tehran, or for that matter, across all the provinces in Iran. And so while we both know that while we would undoubtedly win a war against Venezuela, we know that would be costly and messy, right? So, Mr. President, maybe you ought to do what you do best. Why don't you just make a deal? Why don't you make a deal?" I think Neil Ferguson, in his idea that we look at things in alternate histories, might give us a little different idea about what took place, particularly if you'll just hang with me and will draw in Greenland, which was almost immediately the next focus of the White House. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text line is always open, 33103, keyword Michael. Hang tight. Let's think about this alternate reality for just a second. I'll be right back.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. After my husband died, the last thing I wanted to think about was money. Ethos made it affordable to get life insurance. Signing up was fast and 100% online. I knew that I could pay our mortgage and have food in the fridge. I could focus on my kids. No one ever tells you how much you're going to depend on that policy. I am so grateful we had coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Ready to feel healthy this year? Find everything you need at loseweightnow.co. Orderly Meds gives you access to proven GLP-1 medications at a lower cost, backed by real medical professionals. And yes, they ship in discreet private packaging because it's nobody's business how you're improving yourself. And your journey deserves dignity, privacy, and confidence. Get started today at loseweightnow.co. Individual results may vary. Visit loseweightnow.co and get started today. That's loseweightnow.co.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Colonel Kenny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Text lines open, 33103, keyword Michael. We're talking about an alternate history about what may have occurred in Venezuela. Because now that we know we've moved all of our armada, like our entire naval fleet, from Caracas to the Middle East. Think about what's going on in the Middle East, and why are we moving all everything over there? Because the Iranian people, over the past 46, 47 years, have had these uprisings in which they try to topple the regime, and, you know, shame on us, but we always say, go, 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 and we, you know, well, we'll support you, and then we never do. But they keep trying. In Venezuela, it's just the opposite. For the entire time that Maduro and his predecessor and all of them, since they all took over, the dictators took over, there really been no uprisings. Instead, what happens is people just leave. They sneak out of the country. I've told you about the individual that I know that lived in Venezuela, and, you know, he hated the regime, and, you know, he was parts of different underground groups, but he eventually just figured out a way to get himself to Spain and got all the connections made. And once he was able to show that he could do it, then he had his family follow him, and they live in Spain now. So he just kind of gave up. Isn't it interesting that this country, the United States, certainly have had leverage to strike a bargain? Think about the carrot. We've had sanctions on Venezuela forever. So if we took away the sanctions, that would give Venezuela a tremendous economic boost. And then the elites in Venezuela could get rich in the process. So we've got a carrot, but we have a stick too. Even if invading Venezuela would be costly, it would be even more devastating for Venezuela. The senior members of the governing regime and the military would be lucky to escape with their lives. They'd probably be killed and overthrown. And they knew that. So how does the alternate reality differ from what is happening in Venezuela right now? Well, when you think about it, not really a lot. Think about the acting president, Delcy Rodriguez. So she's been Maduro's vice president for a while. What if CIA agents working their channels said, hey, listen, you cooperate with us, we'll make a deal with you. And the deal with you is, we'll let you stay in power, but we have some quid pro quos. So what does she do? After we get, you know, I'm skipping ahead here a little bit, but after our so-called military operation captures Maduro, gets him and the wife out of the country, and she assumes the presidency, what does she do? She signs, and remember, she's a Marxist, she's a communist. She signed into law a bill that would allow privately owned and foreign companies to take stakes in Venezuela's previously nationalized oil industry. Now, the law also limits the royalties that Venezuela takes from its oil up to only 30%. So, Delcy Rodriguez, the communist, has actually allowed Washington to take control of oil sales in her country. And part of that deal is selling mostly to the United States. And then she has agreed to an amnesty for political prisoners. And the United States, for our part, has agreed to let the regime continue to govern. Obviously, Maduro's not a part of it anymore. So slowly phasing out sanctions, allowing the oil to flow from Venezuela and the revenues to flow back, all under our control, though, but she remains in power. So what if it was not a military operation, but a way for both sides to strike a deal while saving face? For the United States to remove sanctions, but not looking like as if we were admitting some sort of failure, and for Venezuela to do business with the United States on our terms without appearing to cave. Now that fits the very definition of a virtual war perfectly. It's something masquerading as war. So the U.S. military, not engaging directly with enemy soldiers, we really don't know the fate about any of the enemy soldiers, right? No agreed figure for the number of enemy combatants killed during this operation. Conflicting reports say, maybe 75, including 32 Cubans. The only understanding of the operation that when you look in hindsight and go through all the news articles, comes through the medium of some really propagandistic imagery made possible by modern technology that all woven together creates a vision, a picture of war, super soldiers, secret sonic weapons, a fighter jet for every possible situation, viral amateur footage of every possible detonation. But we were given no pause for thought before being whirled from virtual war to virtual diplomacy. Because on January 3rd, shortly after the announcement of the capture of Maduro, Katie Miller, who is the wife of Stephen Miller, who is the Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller, posted on X an image of Greenland covered with an American flag captured or captioned soon, like, you're next. You're next. Between January 5 and January 7, Trump said in interviews that acquiring Greenland was a national security priority in order to deter our adversaries in the Arctic. The White House press secretary said that the president has made it well known that acquiring Greenland is a national security priority of the United States. And then by January 9, Trump had threatened action. Quote, we are going to do something on Greenland whether they like it or not. So there's a starting point in negotiations, right? We're going to do something whether you like it or not. Perfect bargaining position. I would like to make a deal the easy way, but if we don't do it the easy way, he said, we're going to do it the hard way. Wow. So that's January 9. Then 5 days later, he goes to Davos. And Trump was still refusing to rule out military action to take Greenland. On January 15, Denmark and Germany deployed troops to Greenland. And on the island itself, and even over the past few days, Greenlanders have been advised to stock up on supplies in case of a potential crisis. They've taken to the streets. A pension fund in Denmark and then one in Sweden announced they would be divesting from U.S. Treasury bonds. And then there was talk about other European funds might do the same in protest. And the EU waging full-scale economic war against America. And then on January 20th, U.S. aircraft moved into the Arctic. And then all of a sudden, January 21st, in Davos, Trump rules out force and tariffs. Crisis averted. Apparently, peace was mediated in a single meeting between the president and the secretary general of NATO. Now, there were reports of the United States receiving greater basing rights, access to some of Greenland's natural resources, but nothing's really been confirmed. It was a framework. That's the new word of the day, like affordability. It's framework. And then it's barely been mentioned since. So maybe all of this is tied together. Maybe Venezuela was a deal. You know, we put almost all of our naval assets in there. The Venezuelans, including Delcy Rodriguez, the current now president, sat down with some CIA covert operatives. And said, hey, listen, I'll help hand over Maduro, and let's make a deal. And the president thought to himself, this is what I wanted all along. I never really wanted to invade. I didn't want to put my soldiers at risk. I didn't want to do anything. Let's make a deal. We got the oil. We'll let you stay in place for a while. Now, I'm sure we still have CIA covert operatives in Venezuela, and eventually Rodriguez will be replaced, and there will be free and fair elections somewhere down the road in Venezuela. But we showed the world anyway, don't mess with us because we can just pluck somebody out of nowhere. Is that really what happened? Now, when we get back, let's think about Greenland. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
LifeLock, how can I help?
The IRS said I filed my return,
but I haven't.
One in four tax-paying Americans has paid the price of identity fraud.
What do I do?
My refund, though.
I'm freaking out.
Don't worry, I can fix this.
LifeLock fixes identity theft guaranteed and gets your money back with up to $3 million in coverage.
I'm so relieved.
No problem. I'll be with you every step of the way.
One in four was a fraud-paying American. Not anymore. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. After my husband died, the last thing I wanted to think about was money. Ethos made it affordable to get life insurance. Signing up was fast and 100% online. I knew that I could pay our mortgage and have food in the fridge. I could focus on my kids. No one ever tells you how much you're going to depend on that policy. I am so grateful we had coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, for someone that needs to move quickly or something like a job transfer, well, what steps can you take to make sure that their home gets sold fast and for the most money?
Sean, that is an excellent question. We actually have three ways that we'll approach that. One is we actually, as an office, have what's called an instant offer. So if you need it sold fast, we can do it really fast. But the truth is, if you want to maximize your selling price and get done quickly, then it actually means that you're going to want to sit down, identify a marketing plan, talk about what to do to prep your home for sale, and then be really clear on two things, your time frame and the price, because those two things merging together is ultimately going to equal your outcome. So having that kind of conversation in advance will go a long ways.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date.
Go online to ReddingHomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Experience a wintry mix with the Shasta College Symphony Orchestra Saturday, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Enjoy music from Verdi and Beethoven and more, plus a melody from My Fair Lady featuring the outstanding winners of the Emerging Artist Solo and Area Competition. This special concert is sponsored in part by Vituity Anesthesia Reading. Tickets and information can be found online at shastacollege.edu/event.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. From the heart behind Organic Pilates, I want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created for intentional living. We offer apparel, wellness, and everyday pieces designed to support how you move and how you live. Harmony, where movement meets intention. We're located at 1264 California Street. We're in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to welcome you in.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You listen to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you along for the ride today. We're doing alternate histories, alternate universes today. Venezuela and Greenland. The more I kept thinking over the past couple of days about Venezuela, and this is not to take anything away from the U.S. military, because obviously they did an excellent job. Nobody got hurt, got what they wanted, left, and now they're in the Middle East. But what if it wasn't as huge of a military operation as we think it was? What if instead, you know, it took a while for all of that buildup to occur? And remember, before the buildup occurred, we were blowing the crap out of the drug boats out of the Caribbean. We were just blowing the boom, and they just fly everywhere. So we were showing our willingness to use military assets to stop the flow of drugs. And then we send, you know, aircraft carriers and fighter jets and everything else down into the Caribbean, and we park off the coast of Caracas, the coast of Venezuela. And at the same time, we have diplomatic channels and we have covert secret channels through the CIA working with elements other than Maduro, like Rodriguez, who became the president. And there's been no uprising, so it wasn't like we could stir up the population to do anything. So how can we effectuate a change, get what we really want, which is their oil, and to get American and international, multinational companies back into Venezuela, and eventually, over time, get regime change, but without the use of military? So maybe a lot of the, I'm sure there were some, you know, bombs dropped, and there were some real explosions, but everybody knew in advance this is part of the script. And Rodriguez just told everybody within her sphere of influence, just stand down, let them do what they're going to do, we're going to turn over to Maduro, and we're going to take control. Now, they're being fooled because we do eventually want to rid her, but we'll do that over time. We don't have to do it today. And the money from the oil sales is going back to the Venezuelans, and, of course, we're going to monitor that. And some of the elites in Venezuela will make more money, but some of that money is designed, and we're going to make sure it gets to the people so that they can start building their economy back up again. It's a win-win. And then as the people start to get food, housing, stable power, transportation, everything they need, and that becomes a stable economy, then you can do the regime change, and you don't have to fire a bullet. You actually have a free election. You'd have an election just like Maduro did, except instead of a fake election where you lose and just declare yourself president anyway, you could have a real election. Rodriguez would lose, and she would know she has to leave, or we'll take you just like we took Maduro. And what if all of that's tied to Greenland? Because as soon as that happens, and it sends shockwaves across the world, Trump says this, something to the effect, we want Greenland, and we can either do it the easy way or the hard way. And now what does that say to the rest of the world? Oh, we know how they do it the hard way, and look what they did. They just snatched the president of a country out of the middle of a military base. So I think we might be making a mistake about Greenland if we believe that Greenland is really about Greenland. What if there's an alternate thing going on over there, too? Because we are told that this is a... Now, remember, first it was going to be, we'll do it the easy way or the hard way. And then it slowed... That's the starting point. And then it starts getting, you know, reeled in a little bit. And now we're told we just have a diplomatic spat. We have a real estate obsession. We have a chaotic throwback to 19th century imperialism. And the press, being the idiots that they are, it has a spectacle. Commentators are debating about whether Trump is really serious or simply trolling us. Europeans, they get what they want because they're expressing outrage at the affront to their sovereignty. They know they can't do anything without us. The whole affair is kind of framed as noise. It's eccentric, it's embarrassing, it's ultimately inconsequential. And that framing is really comfortable and probably wrong. The conventional reading of the whole Greenland story is diplomatic incompetence in real time. That's the conventional story. Trump threatens force, gets rebuffed, he then escalates, gets rebuffed again, then he retreats to the language of a purchase. And all of the talking heads around the world shake their heads like, what is going on here? And the Europeans get ticked off because they're just bewildered. We thought you were our ally, and now you want to take over one of our countries. So what looks like flailing is maybe just classic Trump-style negotiation sequence. You open with an outrageous demand, precisely so your real demand seems very reasonable by comparison. It goes like this. signal that you're going to take it the easy way or the hard way. We're going to take it over. Denmark gets pissed off. They mention force. Denmark recoils. They insist on force loudly, repeatedly. Oh, they reach peak indignation. We can't believe that one of our allies is acting like this. And then other European allies come to Denmark's side, and then they pivot. A purchase offer that might eliminate Denmark's entire national debt, which is only $142 billion, and nearly doubles Greenland's GDP, approximately $450 billion. And suddenly the question is no longer how dare you, but wait a minute. Okay, let's talk about how much. The forceful rhetoric, the demand, was never the plan. That was just the anchor. That was just the starting point. Denmark is no longer defending sovereignty against an imperial aggressor. Denmark is now evaluating a financial proposition. The frame has moved. Now, the math really isn't absurd. Now, don't get me wrong. In real time, today, as we're broadcasting live on Saturday, February 7, Greenlanders are still up in arms and they don't want anything to happen. But there's really no money discussions yet. What is actually underway is discussion about money. The minerals alone in Greenland are worth multiples of the purchase price. Those 57,000 people that live there could become millionaires on paper. Denmark gets rid of a fiscal dependent. They erase their debt. The United States secures the rare earth supply chain for the military of the 2030s. What is actually underway is a supply chain annexation dressed in the costume of territorial acquisition. The target's not the island. The target is two geological formations in southern Greenland, Kvanefjeld and Tanbreez, that contain the heavy rare earth elements without which no advanced weapon systems can be built. Dysprosium, I think is the way you pronounce it. Terbium. Names that really don't mean anything to me, but everything to the Pentagon. These elements are irreplaceable in the actuators of F-35 fighters, the guidance fins of precision munitions, the sonar arrays of Virginia-class submarines, the permanent magnets of every electric vehicle motor. China controls over 90% of global processing of those two minerals. We control almost none. So perhaps the purchase of Greenland is not a land deal. It's simply an attempt to break a chokehold. This year, prediction markets, Polymarket and others, they become the closest thing that we have to honest price signals about geopolitical risk. And right now, they're telling a couple of different stories. Kalshi, the U.S. regulated exchange, prices the probability of American acquisition of Greenland. That's probably changed over the past couple of days, but it was around 42%. Polymarket, which is a more decentralized platform, and it's really kind of driven by crypto natives and offshore speculators, it priced an actual acquisition of Greenland at only 15 to 23%. Now, that's not market inefficiency. That's more of a disagreement about just the nature of power. So there's a 20-point spread between those markets. That might be the most important signal in the world right now. If the poly market moves up to meet the Kalshi market, it means the global smart money has accepted that the United States will break international law to secure the Arctic flank. But it hasn't moved there yet. Now, there is precedent for such acceptance. A couple of weeks ago, a trader, before all of this occurred in Venezuela, a trader placed a $32,000 bet on the ouster of Venezuelan President Maduro, and he netted over $400,000 when they captured him. That's the Maduro effect. Well, you can recalibrate that risk appetite across every geopolitical market. Traders are no longer pricing diplomatic negotiations. They're pricing hostile takeovers. So what's really going on in Greenland then? Because if we're not really going to just come in and, you know, take it over by, you know, the hard way, there are separate, they're not separate, but there are three different stories. Three different fronts is probably the way to put it. There's the resource front, the economic front, and the kinetic front. So let's walk through those three quickly when I get back, because I think this ties back to what we did in Venezuela. It's about securing and protecting America's interests first. I'll be right back.
This President's Day, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Ben Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G coverage. What? Franklin wasn't even a president. Hang on to those Benjamins. Dial #250, say micro, and save 50% off your first month. That's #250, micro, to switch to an American wireless company that's truly unprecedented. Pure Talk.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services. the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Allowing Venezuela to feed that asset to our number one adversary, China. And there's also the added benefit that it kind of puts Cuba in a really bad spot and might eventually lead to regime change in Cuba. But now American and multinational oil and gas companies can move back into Venezuela. We get that oil. We also sell that on the open market, and China now has to pay market prices for that oil and not the discount that the communist regime was selling to the communists in China. That serves our interests. And it makes China's economy even more precarious than it is today. So I put this in three tranches. There's the resource front, the resource front. What Trump's doing is he's securing mineral inputs for the military of the future, and I would also argue for the industry of the future, whether that's technology in the military or technology in the private sector. And then there's the economic front. When you announce tariffs against Denmark, France, Germany, the UK, and all these other European nations, he's not being protectionist. What those really are precision-guided economic strikes against political dissenters. They're still our allies, but what are they doing the war in Ukraine continues. Why does the war in Ukraine really continue? Well, part of it is Putin, but part of it is because the Europeans don't really want to step up and give the Ukrainians what they need. They want us to do that. And Trump's like, it's you, it's your continent, you need to do that. So I'm going to slap these tariffs on you. Well, what happens when you do that? Well, there was a 31 billion pound deal between Microsoft and the United States and the United Kingdom called the Tech Prosperity Deal. There was Google's R&D investment in Europe. All of those have been suspended indefinitely because of the tariffs. So what message does that deliver? You need Europe. You need to align with our geopolitical objectives, and that's the price of American capital and American investment. Again, aligning America first interest and telling our allies, we're tired of carrying the load. And we're going to do what we need to do to tell you, you need to drop to your knees and you need to understand that we're not going to continue to do this all the time. Or if we are, it's going to cost you. I think it's brilliant. And then there's the kinetic front. So all the diplomats, you know, argue over tariffs. Russian vessels drag anchors across the Baltic to cut telecommunications cables. The cargo ship Fitberg, which was seized by the Finnish and the Estonian authorities, is part of this shadow fleet, vessels with really opaque ownership that operate below the threshold of open war. Those are not accidents. They are shaping operations. They're mapping vulnerabilities. They're demonstrating Russia's capacity to sever the digital infrastructure that binds the Western civilization together. And Trump's saying, this is what happens. Look, you have a threat here, and you've got to step up to this front. So I think a lot of us, me included at times, just sees chaos. But when you dig into it, it's really, the intelligence reality is actually coherence. Resource acquisition, economic coercion, kinetic preparation, all operating together at the same time. And what that does is that says to our adversaries, particularly Russia, our adversary, Chinese Communist Party, yeah, we don't really want to engage in war. We have other ways. We have other interests. And all those other interests, if we pursue those, makes us both economically and militarily stronger. So don't screw with us. Don't mess with us. We're doing this. And it says to the Europeans that, you know, this rules-based order, yeah, we understand the rules-based order. And you always invoke the rules-based order. International law, sovereignty, And your invocation of those things may be emotionally satisfying to you, but strategically they're meaningless right now because our adversaries, they don't care about the rules-based order. They care about power and dominance. You know, international law really only functions among those people that agree to be constrained by international law. So it assumes a mutual understanding of legitimacy, a shared framework of rules. Trump is establishing a new framework of rules that says, for example, like to Carney in Canada, oh, you want to make deals with communist China? Huh. Well, then we're going to tariff autos and oil and everything else. You don't mess with us. You need us. And you're foolish if you think that making a deal with the Chinese Communist Party and Xi Jinping is really to your advantage. So if you want to make a deal, okay, fine. But it better be a deal that doesn't damage us. We decided that securing rare earth supply chains is more important than maintaining all the niceties of post-war settlement with Europe. European leaders, okay, they can invoke the norms, but they can't enforce the norms. They need us to do that. And I think Trump is teaching them slowly but surely that what we're doing is we're just annexing a supply chain. Europe's being coerced into alignment. Russia is probing that infrastructure that holds our alliance together. Now, I know the public is fragmented across information silos that prevent kind of understanding this in a larger larger model. I'm trying to give you a larger model to see the larger picture. So when you hear America first, many people think, oh, isolationism. And then you look at what happened in Venezuela or Greenland, and you think, well, that's not isolationist. That's like international bullying. No, that was just the starting point. That was getting everybody's attention. And then once you get everybody's attention, then you start going after what you're really after, which are we need supply chains, we need economic cooperation, and we need to weaken our adversaries and do so not kinetically, but economically. In many ways, as despite all of the noise around what Trump does, I think it's brilliant. It's a realignment of America's first interest. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PIPE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PIPE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PIPE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news at Town Hall. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senate Majority Leader John Thune supports the administration's decision to confront the threat posed by the Iranian government.
We've got a lot of interest to defend in that region of the world, and it has implications not just for that region of the world, but for the entire world. And so I think the president and his team are right to take it seriously to ensure that America's national security interests are protected there.
And Mr. Thune, interviewed by the Salem Radio Network this week, another major conservative voice in the U.S. Senate, Tom Cotton of Arkansas. This week he said Democrats don't seem to have much of an appetite for even common sense compromises on immigration enforcement.
There are some sensible and very popular immigration compromises. Those have to be paired, though, with heightened enforcement measures, and it just doesn't seem that's like where the Democratic senators are right now.
The Milan Cortina Winter Games have been officially declared open after a big opening ceremony yesterday. Spectator Grant Ensign says he's looking forward to a break from everyday life by attending the games.
I do have to believe that the Olympics is free of politics and enjoy this moment for what it is, which is a celebration of athletes that have made it to this point, a celebration of Milan as a host, and...
And among those who turned out, Vice President J.D. Vance. The Dow soaring to new heights.
The stock market soared to its best day since May, sending the Dow Jones Industrial Average above 50,000 points. The Dow jumped 1,206 points Friday. That's about 2.5%. The Dow closed at 50,115. The S&P 500 rallied 2%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed to 2.2%. Chip companies helped lead the way higher. Investors hope those companies will see more big gains from spending by companies building up their AI infrastructure. NVIDIA and Broadcom each surged more than 7%. Seth Sutel, New York.
More at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-366-6161. That's 800-366-6161. 800-366-6161.
There appears to be a new financial bright spot on the horizon for foreign aid groups.
A division of the U.S. Agency for International Development, eliminated by the Trump administration cuts last year, was reborn Thursday as an independent nonprofit. Some of the leaders and staff who worked at the Development Innovation Ventures Division of USAID will continue their work through the new independent nonprofit DIV Fund. They've raised $48 million from two private funders. Congress recently allocated $50 billion for various foreign assistance funds. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Amazon sales surged 14% during the fourth quarter, helped along by strong holiday spending and a better-than-expected amount of growth in its prominent cloud computing unit. Just the same, shares fell more than 11% in after-hours trading on Thursday as investors appeared to be spooked by the Seattle-based tech company's plans to increase spending. Breaking news at townhall.com. President Trump deleted a racist social media post after a backlash from some Republican allies in Congress.
The president posted a video portraying former President Obama and his wife as apes in a jungle. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt defended the meme, telling critics to stop the fake outrage. But the video, which has since been removed, was denounced by Democrats and Republicans alike. Among them was Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, a Trump ally and the only black Republican in the Senate, who called the video the most racist thing I've seen out of this White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The biggest battle in this year's Super Bowl may not involve football players. A real contest this Sunday will be off the field as advertisers compete with one another to win over the 120 million plus viewers. Dozens of advertisers plan to be pulling out all the stops in their TV ads for Super Bowl 60. More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Every day comes with jobs no one talks about. That's why Grange Co-op has the number two sale of the year. And it's a big deal. Grab scoops, bags, potty pads, litter, bedding, digestive helpers, and fertilizer to keep everything moving. From clogs and stalls to everyday cleanups, we've got the tools to handle your business. Pets, poultry, livestock, or lawns, we cover it all. Shop in store or online. The number two sale runs February 9th through the 15th at Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding. Because at Grange Co-op, we know life happens.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Chamber. The Senate chamber, it would consume precious time, and it would keep the Senate from doing other things that it needs to be doing. Now, if I had just said that without any intonation or any inflection, if I just said, you know, Senator Thune is not going to bring the SAVE Act because if he does, the Democrats will filibuster it, and then that's going to prevent the majority in the Senate from passing some other much needed and as important legislation. You'd say, okay, well, this sounds pretty prudent. Well, but it's not prudent. It's not really true at all. Senator Thune this week.
I have an enormous difficulty doing In fact, the biggest majority have not been able to.
Right. Well, you know, I guess, and I would just remind people that the coin in the realm in the Senate is floor time. There's a finite amount of it. And we have a lot of things we have to do. There's a housing bill that's awaiting action, hopefully a market structure bill, possibly permitting reform, farm bill, highway bill. You can go right down the list. Russia sanctions, there are a whole bunch of things that could be teed up for action on the floor of the Senate. And so you have to make some judgments, and the conference will have a conversation about that. I've committed to that, that we will talk about that idea and determine whether or not they're what the conference's views are about it and whether how they want to proceed. As I said, we will vote on the SAVE Act, but exercising or triggering a talking filibuster has ramifications, implications that I think everybody needs to be aware of. So we will have those discussions, but that's obviously ties the floor up for an indefinite amount of time with not only unlimited debate, but also unlimited amendments.
All right, rather we had the Senate majority.
Yeah, that's enough. Okay, that's technically true. But why is their time limited? I don't want to bury the lead too much before we get into the details, but when you're elected to be a United States Senator, you are elected to do a job, and that is to attend committee hearings, subcommittee hearings, attend debates, participate in, you know, conferences and caucuses and do all of that. But if you only work 2 days a week, then your time is limited because you have chosen to limit your time. Some people, yours truly, work 6 days a week. Some people work 7 days a week. Some people work 5 days a week. Very few people that I know that have any sort of life only work 1 or 2 days a week. But to see why this is absurd, it helps to strip away the modern habit and look directly at how the Senate really does work when they enforce their rules rather than when they ignore their rules. The Constitution contemplates a legislature governed by majority rule after debate. So the Senate rules, if you apply them properly, preserve that structure. What they don't permit is an indefinite veto by a minority absent the consent of the majority. Let me repeat that. The rules do not permit an indefinite veto by a minority absent the consent of the majority. In other words, you're giving in to them, you are allowing them to control everything, and you're the majority. And that's not what minority rights are. The talking filibuster, and maybe I should, before I go any further, explain what a talking filibuster is. The filibuster is a rule in the Senate. Filibuster is a pretty easy word to understand. I'm filibustering right now because I'm not going to allow anybody else to speak. And I'm going to speak for the 3 hours, and I don't care who comes into this studio. This is my time, and I'm going to take it, and you'll have to drag me out of here. Well, on the Senate floor, if I want to stop or slow down the passage of a bill, I can, under the rules, I can stand up, and I can speak for as long as I possibly want to, or possibly can. At some point, depending how much Diet Coke I've sucked down, I might have to go take a whiz. And if I do, guess what? My portion of the filibuster ends, and they can vote on the bill. Now, if I get a bunch of senators lined up behind me, and I can talk for, let's say, 6 hours, and I've got 10 senators lined up, we could all talk in concurrence, you know, one right after the other. We could talk for 60 hours straight. So we can talk for more than 2 days. We could talk for slightly less than if we had enough, we could talk for 3 days straight. And for 3 days straight, the Senate couldn't vote on a bill. That's the talking filibuster. And the talking filibuster, when treated as a real obligation, as opposed to a theatrical threat, indeed is a delaying tactic. But it is not a stopping tactic. Begin with the basic structure. Under current Senate rules, debate on legislation is unlimited. It's unlimited. Senator Thune doesn't really tell you that. Under the Senate rules, debate on a bill is unlimited unless the Senate votes to invoke cloture. Cloture requires 60 votes. Now, cloture, in terms of filibuster. Cloture is, in a legislative assembly, a procedure for ending debate and taking a vote. In other words, cloture is a way to stop debate, which then requires an immediate vote on the bill. So it's just a fancy word. Cloture requires, under Senate rules, a supermajority, not just 51 votes, or 50 if it's split evenly, 50 plus the vote of the vice president. It requires a 60-vote majority. But cloture is not required for a bill to pass. It is merely one mechanism for ending debate early, because if cloture is not invoked, the debate continues. But debate must actually be conducted. Somebody has to take the floor and has to speak. Silence ends the debate. Exhaustion, having to pee, having to eat, passing out, getting drunk, fainting, whatever it is, ends debate. Here's the key, though. The Senate does not grind to a halt by rule. It grinds only if the majority chooses to let it grind. Because in the modern Senate, the illusion of this indefinite filibuster is sustained by a set of informal practices. Now, people usually invoke cloture. They file cloture before the real debate begins. I'll explain what that really means. Because, once again, this is fakery in the legislative process. I'll be right back.
This President's Day, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Ben Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G coverage. What? Franklin wasn't even a president. Hang on to those Benjamins. Dial #250, say micro, and save 50% off your first month. That's #250, micro, to switch to an American wireless company that's truly unprecedented. Pure Talk.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Text line's always open, 33103, 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. Follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, X. They're all at Michael D. Brown. So let's go back to the Senate and this illusion of the indefinite filibuster. Because before this modern incarnation of the filibuster, senators actually had to stand up and talk. That's why Thune refers to a talking filibuster. Today, like everything else that seems to be fake, the filibusters are fake. A senator just notifies the clerk of the Senate that, or the presiding officer, that I'm filibustering this bill. And that's all they have to do. They can go back to their office, take a nap, go have lunch, go on a date, take a vacation, whatever they want. But until the Senate gets 60 votes, they can't debate that bill because a senator is technically, in air quotes, filibustering the bill. But that's not what the original rule required. It required actual debate. So it is an illusion of an indefinite filibuster. And that illusion gets set in stone by a set of informal practices. As I said, leaders usually file for cloture before the real debate even begins. So unanimous consent agreements limit speech. Legislative days are routinely allowed to lapse. Quorum calls are used as naps rather than tools. Those practices create the impression that the minority can just go talk forever. In reality, they do so only because the majority acquiesces and allows it to happen. Now, let's think about something for a moment. What if the SAVE Act, which I think is absolutely a great piece of legislation, now a few things about it I don't like, but I think requiring proof of citizenship to vote in an election, if I have to show an ID to show who I am to even file, you know, this was a great example I hadn't thought of until somebody reminded me of it. So I file my taxes online. I use a third party, file my taxes online. I have to provide an ID to do that, to file my taxes. If you go buy liquor and you look like you're underage, you have to show an ID. If I never get carded, but if I go into a restaurant and order a cocktail or a glass of wine or something, I would be honored to be asked to show an ID. Really? You think I'm look that young? You must be blind, sweetheart. You must be blind. We show ID for everything to prove who we are. But when it comes to something as fundamental as voting, Democrats are saying, no, we don't show an ID. And we don't want to require ID because Democrats have decided that minorities, blacks, Hispanics, Asians, or gays, or transgenders, or whatever minority you want to choose, are too stupid or incompetent to get an ID. Really? That's pretty racist to me. So what? Let's think about the SAVE Act for a moment. Let's say it's brought to the Senate floor, and there is no cloture motion already filed. There's not already a motion filed to end debate. Democrats could announce a talking filibuster. Now, what happens next is not governed not by myth, but by arithmetic and biology. In order to delay the vote on the bill, the Democrat senators have to continuously talk. You can't sit. You can't leave the chamber, because the minute you do that, yields the floor, and that gives way to a debate on the bill. You can't sleep in any meaningful way. Rule 19 limits each senator to 2 speeches per legislative day. Now, that can, and germaneness disputes can be raised. You're not talking about anything germane. So the presiding officer has discretion. Those constraints matter little at first, but they matter enormously after the exhaustion sets in. You gotta pee. You gotta eat. You can't keep your eyes open. You can't think about anything else to say about the bill. You're now talking gibberish. Among scholars of the United States Senate and the historians, the parliamentary historians, There's a very strong consensus on how long such an effort can last. Without cloture, but with a continuous legislative day, a determined minority could realistically sustain debate somewhere between 24 and 72 hours. That range appears repeatedly in every academic analysis, in the memoirs of former parliamentarians, and in actual oral interviews with former leaders from both parties. So beyond that window of history, collapse becomes likely unless the majority blinks for political reasons. The minority would collapse. But the majority keeps blinking because they don't really want to vote on the bill themselves. So they shift the blame to an unwitting, what they believe is a dumb group of American voters, which is why I'm explaining this to you, because I don't think you're dumb. And if you don't get it, I want you to get it. Beyond that window, let's say 24 to 72 hours, collapse becomes likely because every senator has exhausted their amount of time. They've given up. They're tired. You can't keep going. And then you vote on the bill. But the majority, the Republicans in this case, not the Democrats, because in this case the Senate is controlled by the Republicans, they're blinking and allowing this to happen for pure political reasons. They don't want to vote on the SAVE Act, no matter how many times they go on national television or they go on, and there may be some, but whenever they go on Fox News or John Thune talks about how he really wants to debate, he really wants to debate it and vote on it, but we have all the really limited amount of time. He's feeding you full of bullcrap. So why a ceiling? Why is there a ceiling of, say, 24, 72 hours? Well, the first constraint is physical. Speaking continuously is far more taxing than you can imagine. Cognitive degradation begins well before total physical collapse. Even an exceptional speaker deteriorates quickly. Huey Long, operating alone and with extraordinary rhetorical stamina, he was able to do it for about 15 hours. The outlier, former Senator Strom Thurmond, filibustered for 24 hours straight. No modern Senate has replicated that under hostile floor management. Now, rotation might help, and I'll explain why next. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. After my husband died, the last thing I wanted to think about was money. Ethos made it affordable to get life insurance. Signing up was fast and 100% online. I knew that I could pay our mortgage and have food in the fridge. I could focus on my kids. No one ever tells you how much you're going to depend on that policy. I am so grateful we had coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Ready to feel healthier this year? Find everything you need at loseweightnow.co. Orderly Meds gives you access to proven GLP-1 medications at a lower cost, backed by real medical professionals. And yes, they ship in discreet, private packaging, because it's nobody's business how you're improving yourself. And your journey deserves dignity, privacy, and confidence. Get started today at loseweightnow.co. Individual results may vary. Visit loseweightnow.co and get started today. That's loseweightnow.co.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReddingOnlineMarketing.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Soon, who this week said that, yes, we want to pass the SAVE Act, but we have to be careful about these talking filibusters because we have so much work to do. We've got so many things to take care of. And if we bring this to the floor and they have a talking filibuster, oh, we're never going to get anything done. Now, I'm broadcasting live on a Saturday. I haven't checked the Senate calendar this week, but they probably worked, oh, I don't know, maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, and went home Thursday. Maybe they stayed till Friday, I don't know. But these are the, relatively speaking, compared to the jobs that you and I have, the workload that you and I carry, whether you're blue collar or white collar, their workload is a joke. I know they've got lots of bills. They have lots of committee hearings. They have lots of things to do. But when you decide that, hey, we're going to go back home on, you know, Thursday afternoon, and then we're not going to call the roll until either Monday evening, so you don't have to really fly back to D.C. until sometime Monday, or even Tuesday morning, or Tuesday at noon. So your day, your work week gets kind of compacted down to a couple of days. Don't tell me how busy you are. You get paid $174,000 a year, plus all the benefits. You have a staff out the wazoo. You have a staff in D.C. You got a staff back in your state. You have staffs everywhere. You are pathetic. I really believe, and either, I'm talking about even senators and congressmen that I know personally and I like. You guys are pathetic. While everybody else out here is busting their butts, trying to make a living, trying to take care of their household, take care of their families, trying to do everything, you pompous asses gripe about having to work two or three days a week. Oh, we just don't have time. And when here's a piece of legislation that among Democrats is supported well over 50%, like somewhere between 60 and 70%. Republicans support it, you know, well over 80 or 90%. And even black minorities, where Schumer keeps telling us, oh, the Save Act is just Jim Crow 2.0. Then why do 71% of blacks support passage of the bill? They don't want to do it. And they don't want to do it because it's in essence admitting that, oh, we might have some fraud in the elections. And we'll let the Democrats play their games, and we'll play our games, and we'll go on Fox News, and we'll talk about how we really want to do this, but you know, we can't, because if we do, then Democrats are going to filibuster. And I'm here just to cut through all that bull crap and tell you what's really going on. So when John Thune says,
I have an enormous difficulty doing that. In fact, the biggest majority has not been able to.
Right. Well, you know, I guess, and I would just remind people that the coin in the realm in the Senate is floor time. There's a finite amount of it, and we have a lot of things we have to do.
Oh, doesn't your heart break? They got a lot of things to do.
There's a housing bill that's awaiting action, hopefully a market structure bill, possibly permitting reform.
Oh, so there is a housing bill, and there's potentially and possibly this and this. So not really, just, you know, you got to listen to what they really say.
Farm bill, highway bill, you can go right down the list. Russia sanctions, there are a whole bunch of things that could be teed up for action on the floor of the Senate. And so you have to make some judgments, and the conference will have a conversation about that. I've committed to that we will talk about.
Oh, I've committed, and that's all people will hear, I've committed to talk about this in the Republican caucus. Well, whoop-oop-de-doo. You're the leader. And I understand that a good leader listens to his troops, so go listen to your troops, and then tell the troops, hey, I'm the leader, this is what we need to do, the people want this done, so we're going to go do it. Okay? Now, if you want to fight me on the floor, fight me on the floor. But I think this is the right thing to do. The problem is he doesn't think it's the right thing to do.
That idea, and determine whether or not they're what the conference's views are about it, and whether how they want to proceed. As I said, we will vote on the Save Act, but
we will vote on the Save Act. Maybe not in your lifetime, sweetheart, but we'll vote on it sometime. I don't want to listen to them anymore. It makes me sick. So let's go back to what the studies show us. The historians, the parliamentarians, even real-world examples. Huey Long once famously said, there's always something. Huey Long, operating alone, had extraordinary stamina. He lasted 15 hours. Senator Strom Thurmond, he went 24 hours. That's an outlier. It's all dependent on careful preparation and circumstances that, frankly, don't exist any longer. No modern Senate has replicated what Huey Long or Strom Thurmond have done under hostile floor management. Now, doing a rotation would help, but only briefly. By rotation, I mean you have senators lined up so you can continuously speak and go for 72 hours. To sustain a 72-hour talking filibuster, Democrats need dozens of senators willing to speak, disciplined handoffs with no gaps. You have to physically be present in Washington at all times, ready to stand up and start talking, constant readiness through nights and weekends. Oh, that's not just difficult. It's historically unprecedented outside moments of an existential crisis. Modern caucuses are not built for this level of coordination. Senators do, indeed. I admit they've got committees. They've got media obligations. They have human limits. The bench empties faster than any modeling could assume that you could sustain a talking filibuster. And then, Rule 19 tightens the vise even further. Every senator is limited to two speeches per legislative day. What's a legislative day? Oh, you think it's like from noon to, you know, noon the next day? No, a legislative day is whatever they determine it to be. You can keep a legislative day open indefinitely so that there's never a reset. So as the speakers get tired, as the germaneness of what they're talking about, as those challenges become more effective, the presiding officers, if they're instructed to do so, can enforce decorum very strictly. So what was once unused authority becomes very decisive, once the fatigue that they experience erodes their performances. And quorum calls, in other words, someone stands up and asks the presiding officer, did you challenge a quorum? Are there enough people here? That won't rescue the minority. It'll pause debate, but it does not eliminate the obligation to resume speaking. And the majority can always force attendance. Time burns on, but the runway does not lengthen. Every serious academic treatment of the subject agrees on this point. Quorum calls will slow the clock. It does not stop the clock. And so the result becomes very clear. A determined minority can delay a vote on the SAVE Act for a few days. It can't stop the vote unless the majority, like John Thune is doing, chooses to let it stop the vote. The talking filibuster becomes a mythical speed bump. It's not a brick wall. And the modern reputation rests entirely on the fact that recent majorities have declined to press the issue. So this brings us back to this controversy. If John Thune really wanted to be and have a vote on the SAVE Act, there could be a vote within the week. Democrats could posture all they want to. They could exhaust themselves yelling and screaming and running to the media and talking about Jim Crow and all of this. But they cannot sustain an indefinite blockade under the rules as they are written and historically understood. The claim that the bill must be shelved to avoid this paralysis is false. Don't you then wonder to yourself, why the hesitation? What about the SAVE Act that has them coming out and talking, say, to Fox News and working themselves into a pretzel, trying to explain to a bunch of dubious voters that don't truly understand these parliamentary procedures, what's the real fear? What's really going on here? Why the hesitation? Hang tight, that's next.
It's tax season, and at LifeLock, we know you're tired of numbers. But here's a big one you need to hear. Billions. That's the amount of money and refunds the IRS has flagged for possible identity fraud. Now here's another big number. 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity is stolen, fix it guaranteed. One last big number. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com for the threats you can't control. Terms apply.
At Heartland Steak Co., they take their bacon seriously. From their double smoked hickory to their honey jalapeno, which brings sweet and spicy together for the perfect combination, to their all-new bacon flavors, like whiskey peppercorn with its smoky richness, to their applewood double smoked bacon that's smoked over real applewood chips. Ordering is easy at heartlandsteakco.com. And right now, when you spend $199.99 or more, you'll get free shipping plus 2 pounds of bacon with promo code BACON. Taste the Heartland difference.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Carrie Grell. From the heart behind Organic Pilates, I want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created for intentional living. We offer apparel, wellness, and everyday pieces designed to support how you move and how you live. Harmony, where movement meets intention. We're located at 1264 California Street. We're in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to welcome you in.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Talking about the SAVE Act and these machinations that the Republicans are going through, trying to avoid a debate, trying to avoid a vote. What's the real hesitation here? What's really going on? I think the most plausible explanation is not a fear of the procedure, it's the math. I think it's evident that Senator Thune may not have the 51 votes of all of the Republicans in his own caucus. I'll give you an example. John Cornyn, senior senator from Texas, he opposes the bill. And not coincidentally, their major campaign contributors oppose the bill too. They are beholden to interests that benefit from the status quo. I've read some reports that as many as 8 Republican senators are prepared to vote against the SAVE Act if forced to do so openly. Now, that raises the eternal question. Is a senator there to vote their own interest, or are they there to represent us and to represent the national interest? I think any time 70, 80, 90% of the American people are behind something, don't accept it at face value, but perhaps you ought to look into why do the majority of Americans support something and why do you oppose it? Americans aren't always right, but neither are U.S. senators. So all of that creates a real incentive to avoid the actual debate. Because if you voted for cloture, if you voted to end debate, that offers an elegant escape. Republicans could vote yes on ending debate, knowing that it will fail when Democrats vote no. So the filibuster would always continue. So that means the Save Act would just die quietly, and no senator, Republican or Democrat, would ever have to take a vote on the act itself. If they would just be taking procedural votes. And then everybody can issue a press release claiming that they supported the bill. They just couldn't get the debate stopped. They just couldn't invoke cloture. That way, no senator, Republican or Democrat, is ever forced to reveal their true position on the bill. The debate never happened, and accountability just evaporates like a morning fog. That's performative politics. Votes are cast on motions. I want a vote cast on the law. I want a vote on the legislation, not on the stupid motion. Now, I know we need votes on the motion to get to a vote on the law, but that's what I want. And when all you do is focus on the procedure, responsibility gets diffused. And then you get misled into thinking there was a real effort made when what they were doing was actually avoiding the effort. It becomes a procedural myth of the indefinite filibuster, and that becomes the cover story. That becomes their cover. And so people like John Cornyn, there are plenty of others, but he just comes to mind because he's in a tight race down in Texas right now. And I think what, without going down too much of a rabbit hole, and I don't want anybody to take offense to this, you may not have understood this, and what's really good, you probably knew in your gut, there's just something fishy about this. And I don't expect every American to understand all the arcane rules of the United States Senate or the House or all the rules of parliamentary procedure. But what I do want Americans to understand is that when all you focus on is the procedure and you don't focus on the substance, there's something fishy going on. The problem is we have too many people of whatever, it doesn't make any difference to me, whatever generation, whatever age, that are never taught how our government works. And so they become as much as a useful idiot as a Marxist or a communist in that regard. Because if John Thune is able to go on, of all places, Fox News, and Fox News will report that, oh, John Thune is for this bill, but he can't do it because of a filibuster, and they've got so many other things to consider. Fox News will dutifully report exactly the same crap that they want you to hear. And if you think Fox News is willing to provide cover, what do you think MSNBC or CNN or the networks are doing? Of course, they're just stenographers for the Democrats. So, to a certain extent, I blame American citizens. And it's American citizens because they're never taught civics. They're never taught government and how it works. They don't know the rules of procedure. They just blithely assume, consume whatever's fed to them by that stupid television set sitting up there. And they just assume that, oh, yeah, you know, John Thune's a good guy. He's really trying to do this, but he just can't do it. And the Democrats are out there screaming about Jim Crow 2.0. And, you know, this filibuster, they're just going to keep talking and talking, and they'll never get anything else done. And you just buy it hook, line, and sinker. Performative politics. We really are a dumb nation in that regard. Votes get cast on motions. I want a vote cast on the law because I want to see some responsibility. I want to know, forget the Democrats. They're not going to vote for this. They'll just write them off. But when it comes to the Republicans, I want accountability. I want to see a yes or no vote. I want to know whether or not you support this legislation. They avoid that responsibility. John Cornyn can run, and I don't know whether he's doing this or not, but John Cornyn can run down to Texas. He can have town halls in Houston or Dallas. He can have them in Amarillo or wherever he wants to go. He can have them in Round Rock, and he can talk about how much, you know, oh, the Democrats are preventing us from doing this because of the filibuster, and people just lap it up. Maybe there'd be one person in the back of the room that would say, you know, I heard on the radio somebody explain how the filibuster works. If it came to a floor vote, Senator Cornyn, how would you vote? Would you vote yes or no? Forget the procedure. I want to know how you would vote on the legislation. Be curious what he would say. The remedy is simple. And the remedy happens to be lawful. Just bring the act to the floor. Keep the legislative day open. Enforce the rules. Allow Democrats to talk until they can't talk any longer. And then hold a vote. Let every senator show their card. Majority rule does not require rule changes. Majority rule actually requires governing and being honest with your voters. Every Republican vote, for that matter, Democrats should too, should demand this outcome. Call their senator, demand that the SAVE Act be brought to the floor for a real debate. Insist that the minority be allowed to delay, because they have a right to do so, and then they'll have to yield. Insist that the majority actually govern. And if the bill fails, let it fail honestly. If it passes, let it pass honestly. Either way, the Senate will have done what the Constitution says they should do. The real danger is not in these delaying tactics. It is in the evasion of even dealing with the bill. And that's what they're doing. Your Honor, I rest my case. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. After my husband died, the last thing I wanted to think about was money. Ethos made it affordable to get life insurance. Signing up was fast and 100% online. I knew that I could pay our mortgage and have food in the fridge. I could focus on my kids. No one ever tells you how much you're going to depend on that policy. I am so grateful we had coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
If you're struggling with weight loss, start your journey at loseweightnow.co. Because Orderly Meds helps people get real results with proven GLP-1 semaglutide, starting for as little as $74 a month. No waiting rooms, no confusion, just real support and guidance you can count on all year long. Get started today at loseweightnow.co. Individual results may vary. Visit loseweightnow.co and get started today. That's loseweightnow.co.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.